AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Nashville released about 2 minutes of edited surveillance video from yesterday's deadly school shooting.
The video shows the shooter's car driving up to the school. Children can be seen playing on swings in the background. Then an interior view shows glass doors to the school being shot out and the attacker ducking through one of the shattered doors. The shooter walks through a school corridor holding a gun with a long barrel and goes into a room labeled Church Office, then comes back out. In the final part of the footage, the shooter can be seen walking down another long corridor with the gun drawn. The person is not seen interacting with anyone else on the video, and the footage has no sound. I'm Rita Foley.
The Conference Board says consumer confidence ticked up slightly in March. Stocks have been lower in the early going on Wall Street. On Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Vice Chair Michael Barr says Silicon Valley Bank is responsible for its collapse.
SVB failed because the bank's management did not effectively manage its interest rate and liquidity risk. And the bank then suffered a devastating and unexpected run by its uninsured depositors in a period of less than 24 hours.
Barr says the Fed will look into whether a 2018 law that weakened stricter bank rules also contributed to Silicon Valley Bank's collapse. Authorities raided the Paris offices of five banks today on suspicion of tax fraud. Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison will personally open his state's case against Juul Labs, the first of thousands of cases against the e-cigarette maker to reach trial. Minnesota is seeking more than $100 million in damages, accusing Juul of unlawfully targeting young people to get a new generation addicted to nicotine. A man wielding a large knife killed two women and injured several others at a Muslim center in Lisbon, Portugal. Police in Greece say they've arrested two terrorism suspects who've been planning attacks in the country. This is AP News. Mark Hamill is using his Star Wars voice in Ukraine.
Attention, air raid alert. Proceed to the nearest shelter. Don't be careless. Your overconfidence is your weakness.
It's a surreal moment in an already surreal war. The grave but calming baritone of actor Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker of Star Wars, urging people to take cover whenever Russia unleashes another aerial bombardment on Ukraine. The intrusion of Hollywood science fiction fantasy into the grim daily realities of war in Ukraine is a consequence of Hamill's decision to lend his famous voice to Air Alert, a downloadable app linked to Ukraine's air defense system. When air raid sirens start howling, the app also warns Ukrainians that Russian missiles, bombs, and deadly exploding drones may be incoming.
Attention! The air alert is over. May the force be with you.
I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Ed Donahue, AP News.